Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. We will spin the category wheel. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, I got no excuse.
I know. A little rusty today. I get it, man.
I should get a coffee.
We call it Rusty Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Take that how you'd like.
You want to see my rusty?
We will spin the category for you, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show.
That rusty cage.
We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who thought a ham radio was how Kevin Bacon listened to music and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be contested to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Matt, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
Okay. All right, Matt, our poll. Place your tongue for 10 seconds in one place. Will it be a honey bucket seat, a bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or gas station bathroom floor?
And go with the stranger's ear.
Stranger's
ear. All right.
Ear.
Get in line behind me and Ted.
Jesus.
I'll tell you what, man. I would rather put my tongue on the floor of a gas station bathroom than a supermarket bathroom. I do not know what happens in supermarkets, but it's
worse than malls.
It is. I don't know what it is specifically about supermarket. And it doesn't matter the supermarket. Hey, name it. If you go into that bathroom, make sure you really have to go, because that's the only way you can convince yourself to endure what you're witnessing.
So why are some bathrooms, like, secret? So you go to a Home Depot.
Yeah.
You got to, like, ask somebody. Like, there's no big sign that says, hey. You feel like you're walking back in their area. You know,
but
like,
look who hangs outside of the Home Depot. That's probably why. But when you go there, I have learned where the one is closest to me.
Well, I know that. But I mean, like, why
it's
is
not close?
Why is it the one retail place? Like, I go to IKEA. There's going to be a place for me to use the bathroom. That's a retail establishment.
It is, but I feel like IKEA has this idea of you're looking at furniture, you're looking at picture frames,
they
whatever.
They serve food,
right? Yeah. They got Swedish
Home Depot,
meatballs.
Home Depot don't want you pooping in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And frankly, I don't want you pooping in Home Depot.
Yeah.
There's other people to think about.
Rude.
You ever see those videos, little kids, you know, Home Depot, look, man, this is on you. If you want to have your display toilets, maybe put them up. Right? Yeah. But they always have them at ground level, and some little kid has to poop or pee. And they don't know. They just rip down their pants and pop a squat in the toilet there. Somebody's got to clean that up.
It's happened.
Mm-hmm. All right. Matt, here is your question. What vegetable is found in dishes served Florentine style?
Spinach.
Yep. Oh, damn.
One and done.
All right, one and done.
I'm a big fan of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I get pissed when people hide spinach on lasagna. Like, you might.
Agreed.
Man, it's like putting walnuts in the chicken salad. Like, what? Just spinach doesn't need to be here, man. It serves no purpose. It's just there to irritate me. And lasagna? Like,
well, what if I ground it up and just put it in with the ricotta?
Why would you do that, though?
That's how I grew up.
Yeah, but I mean, but why? It.
I don't know. It's just the ricotta has green spots
okay,
in
well,
it.
Just don't.
Well, we're trying to get veggies.
Okay, do oregano or something. Like, those are good greens.
Sorry.
Oh, that's honestly, too strong. He's got a point. The spinach serves
it just it serves
zero
no purpose. And I'd rather you grind it up in the ricotta like, than the people that make a layer of it.
Right, like, I'm fine with it, Ted. Like, I'm with
in
you.
All fairness,
time,
in all fairness, if you
there.
Do put spinach in your lasagna,
you're an a-hole.
There's enough water in there that it helps keep the thing moist.
Yeah,
if
but
you're trying
you
to cook
still suck as a human being.
All right.
All right, look, Matt, before we let you go, here is a one-and-done question for you. True or false, a potato was the first vegetable to be planted on the space shuttle?
True.
Potato. Matt with the big win. Hey, potato.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
You, your girl, and your Johnson. Hola.
Hola.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
How are you doing today?
We're doing great,
sober,
man.
By the way.
Yeah.
I like the way he says it.
I know.
You're the girl, you Johnson. Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober.
Okay.
Got off work.
All right. Okay, Jeff, our men's room poll. You're going to place your tongue for 10 seconds in one place. Honey bucket seat, bowling ball hole, a stranger's ear, or a gas station bathroom floor?
I really hope this stranger isn't having an ear infection. I'm going to go with stranger's ear.
Stranger's ear it is.
Yeah, I'm going to hope a lot of things, but But see, I feel like at least I'm rolling dice on the stranger's ear. The other three, I already know how the dice are going to land.
My wife, who is listening, wants to know if we can pick who the stranger is, because she'd prefer it be Joe Jonas's ear.
Well, no.
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 All right, I'll take.
He's not a stranger. No.
I'll take Sydney Sweeney's ear.
Thank you, Joe. Here's the thing. You might find out that Joe Jonas has disgusting ears.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
He's
I'm saying?
He's a filthy individual.
I would rather do it with someone I have no idea who they are, because I could take someone who I have a crush. It could be Halle Berry. And I stick my tongue in there, and I'm like, Jesus, H. Like, like, I don't want to know that.
Get a big old rock in there.
I mean, put it this way. Like, if Halle Berry is a yeast infection, I don't want to hear about it. Because the way I imagine her, I'm just saying.
Jesus.
That's what I mean.
Jesus.
It happens. I'm sure she's had them. I'm just saying, in the moment, I don't want to know that.
Yeah, man. Miles, don't be naive. Hot chicks don't poop.
They don't, man.
They don't. They never have.
They just walk in there and do their makeup and leave.
Yeah. Yep.
Their
yep,
butt whistles it. A sweet it. Song, and that's it.
Yeah.
Twice a year, they pee in the men's bathroom.
They only eat what they absolutely need that their body needs. It just
and
absorbs
that is it.
It. That's
yeah.
right. right. They pee
she
in
has
room.
Never had diarrhea in no. her life. Not one time.
Not a no. once.
She can eat ribs without getting her fingers dirty.
That's
it's an amazing
right.
thing. That's, let your wife know. That's Joe Jonas.
That's chill right there.
That's what you wake up to every morning.
Is he the good looking one?
No, he's ugly as hell.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I know there's three brothers.
Yeah.
Is he the one that everyone goes like?
He's the older good looking one.
Is he the one who just sings? There's a guitar guy that annoys me.
That's Nick, and he should annoy you.
God,
I like Nick.
Really?
Screw Nick.
The way he plays, and look, he's very enthusiastic. I understand he's having a good time, but just the way he prances around on stage, I mean, someone hit this dude with the brick.
Now, are you talking about Nick or Kevin?
I don't know.
Because Kevin, you put respect on his name.
What does he do?
He just plays guitar. He doesn't sing.
Okay.
He's the one people forget about.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
No, you're
right. It's a fun game. Like, oh, you like, okay, name the third one.
Yeah.
You're like,
Curly.
I don't know.
All right.
They are curly.
All right, Jeff, here's your question. What U.S. state's flag is the only one with a Union Jack on it?
Oh. Massachusetts?
That's what I thought.
Nope.
No.
It's got to be a New England state, yeah?
Nope.
Really?
Not even remotely a
Is
New
it
England
Mississippi?
State. Nope. You think Mississippi
is like North
Dakota
Union Jack? Or something?
No. Hawaii.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Right. It kind of makes sense
kinda
when you think
more
about
sense.
It. Yeah.
Huh.
New England makes more sense, but yeah. But remember, New England's like, we want to be done with England. Hence, we're calling this New England.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? I got to be honest. I think I had to be in my 20s and started watching English Premier League soccer before I realized the English flag was different than the Union Jack.
I think that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a combination. It's the United Kingdom, essentially.
Right. The English flag is just
Union
white
Jack.
With like a giant red cross on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, now Mike knows.
Thank you. St. George's cross.
Yeah, well, we know, Mike. St. Jorge.
Well.
Santo Jorge.
Yeah.
All right.
That was always kind of the thing that Wayne Rooney would do when he played for Manchester United. He'd extend his arms, and he was in all red.
So he kinda, I gotcha.
And then if you remember for Seahawks stuff, who was our buddy, the tight end?
Luke Wilson.
He would, because he was intimidating, he was doing what Wayne Rooney had done.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I thought he said I caught a fish this big. All right. Your question. Which planet is known as the Morning Star?
The Morning Star?
Correct.
Venus.
Got it.
Nice job.
Not to be confused with the Alonzo Morning Star, which only his proctologist has seen.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Christian, you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm about to crack open my first beer, so on the way.
All right, Christian, I'm going to say you're sober.
I'm sober,
Now. Let's see. Place your tongue somewhere for 10 seconds. Honey bucket seat, a bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or gas station bathroom floor.
I think stranger's ear would have the lowest chance of me getting sick in some way. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think you're right on that.
Can't wait.
All right. Christian, here's your question. Alexander the Great, known by his wife, was the leader of which empire?
He's the Macedonia king, right? Macedonia?
Whoa, wow.
Damn.
What a done.
Look at you with the big brain. All right, there. Before we let you
I enjoy
go,
history.
All right. Well, obviously, yeah. All right. Let's see. True or false? Ears of corn have an even number of rows.
True.
That's true too.
Life
on
is
average, 16.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing, Andrea?
I got a peach White Claw.
Okay. Oh, that's peach. Right. You're the big White Claw fan, right?
Yeah.
All right, Andrea, I'll place your tongue for 10 seconds where? A honey bucket seat, bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or a gas station bathroom floor?
I gotta go with the stranger's ear like everybody else.
Okay.
Have you had the grape one yet?
No, I haven't.
All right.
Is that a new one?
It's newer.
Okay.
They have it at
Is
our
it
spot.
Good?
I like it, but I also like grape soda.
What are your top okay. three White Claw flavors that you would recommend for Andrea here, Ted?
Well, right now, grape, peach isn't bad. And then I like anything lemon or lime.
Okay.
Just not that green apple, which I think she likes.
Yep, yep.
Is that your favorite one of the White Claw flavors?
Me?
Yeah.
The peach one? Yeah.
Okay. Peach it is. All right, Peachy, Andrea, here is your question. We brought up spinach earlier. So on that note, who was Popeye's main enemy?
Yeah.
It's not a planet anymore.
No. There's a hint.
I'm not sure.
It's the only guy he ever seemed to fight.
What was his deal? Just trying to steal his girl all the time?
I don't know.
They both have a type. They're like skinny bras.
Yeah.
Real, real skinny. His name was Bluto.
Bluto.
Okay, your question. What is measured in amperes?
In what was that again?
Amperes. A-M-P-E-R-E-S.
Sound?
That's what Ted said? No. Was his ears why you thought that? Electric current.
Amperes.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that makes sense.
All right, Andrea, your question. Who wrote the book One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish?
You got it.
Dr. Seuss.
Boom.
Zap.
Nice job.
The Seuss is loose.
That is not a bad book. It's not as long as his books.
Because it's short.
It's more entertaining.
I forgot where that one went.
It doesn't go anywhere. I mean, it's just, Dr. Seuss. It's like anything. He likes the book that killed me. And, you know, when you become an adult, you forget how long some of those Dr. Seuss books are, right? Because in your mind, they're very short. But Cat in a Hat is much longer than it needs to be. And, Green Eggs and Ham. Jesus, man, the kids would love it. And I'm like, seriously, guys, look. He's going to eat it in the end. You have to read this.
Mr. Brown Can Moo is a manageable bedtime book.
I don't think I ever read that one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I remember Goodnight Moon, and I had never read it before I had kids. I'd heard of it. So I remember sitting down and reading this, and I'm looking at my kids like, I just told you the story of a lonely, crazy old lady. Goodnight, Spoon. Like, people don't do that.
We always liked not normal. Go Dogs Go when I was a kid.
Never heard of that one.
That was a good one. I don't fully remember what all was in there. It was just a bunch of dogs and cars.
As long as it gets you to bed.
Dogs and cars, yeah.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
James, you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. James, you drinking a men's room IPA?
No, I had a couple of blondes at a restaurant and...
But what'd you drink?
All right.
What were their names? James, you're going to place your tongue somewhere for 10 seconds. You're doing a honey bucket seat, bowling ball hole. Stranger's ear or gas station floor bathroom?
All those are terrible choices, but I got to go with the ear.
Yeah.
Back to the ear.
All right, James, here is your question. A quarter of a human's bones are located where?
Quarter of
a quarter. 25% of human bones.
In your hands?
That is what Mike guessed.
Feet.
Yep. If it wasn't the hands, it was the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't sound too impressed.
No, well, I mean, it was one or the other, and I was like, well, I got a lot of bones in my hand.
I'm actually surprised it's the feet, because I feel like there's a lot more, maybe it's considered the wrist, but that right there at the base of the hand, you got all those little teeny tiny ones.
I want to say, if I remember this right, oh, crap, and I'm sure I don't, I think it's seven of those teeny tiny bones in the wrist, because when I broke my wrist, she said luck. The good news is, unless you broke this one, you're fine. She did the x-ray.
One out of the seven will shut you down.
The bad news is, that it was 12 weeks in the cast, yeah.
Oof.
So you're going like 4 weeks if you break this one, 8 weeks if you break this one, 12 weeks, 3 months if you break this one, and that is the one that I broke.
That just kind of feels like that's where the design failed. It's like, throw a bunch of bones in there.
Again, if you could redesign a human body, like I said, armor-plated testicles. I think we'd all agree on that. Like, if they're going to be that sensitive, they should have some protection.
I want it activated, too.
I would also totally redesign the knee.
How so?
I don't know. It's just made to break.
Take the bursa sacs out of there.
Yeah, that's right.
First
it's
and foremost.
Weak.
And make it be able to move side to side a little easier.
I heard someone say that they were like, I want teeth that just remain flaccid until you see food.
Ooh.
Huh.
All right.
Shing.
Are you hungry? How can you tell? You have a tooth erection. All right. Your question, who was the first person to break the sound barrier?
Oh.
That's a great question.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let's go Fred Flintstone.
Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager.
I couldn't get John Glenn out of my head, but he was the first one to go around the world.
That's great. Well, in space.
In space, yeah.
In less than 80 days. All right, your question. What cartoon character is used by the Owens Corning Company to promote their insulation products?
Yeah. You know those.
Like an older cartoon character?
Yeah, it is an older cartoon character. One of the greatest theme songs
theme
ever.
Song, yeah, I can hear it right now.
It's a very distinct color of insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Bart Simpson.
Not yellow.
Pink Panther.
That's the pink insulation. Also kind of an odd spot to just grab the Pink Panther.
What do you mean?
Why?
Because their insulation's pink. They knew at that time that's people loved it. Yeah.
Okay.
It was between that and one other thing. They said, go with the Pink Panther.
Hey, guys. I'm Pinky the...
Coke Ted, did you dish somehow before the show today?
I just wouldn't be shocked if the Pink Panther was crawling around in my attic.
Just hanging out up there.
Right. I want some.
All right, your question. What state is Sheldon from on the TV show Big Bang Theory?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen the show. Let's go Wisconsin.
Ah, bigger than that.
Boston?
Texas.
Oh, it's the state.
Yes, the state.
Sorry.
Yeah, Miles, dummy. See?
Moron.
You need a little more?
Yeah.
I just read that the Lone Star on the Texas flag was actually a review.
Oh,
all right. Your question, what is the chemical symbol for copper?
Ooh.
C-O?
C-U?
C-U. And if you say next Tuesday, it's an insult.
Only gold and silver are the A's there, Ted.
Yeah, as soon as I said A-U, I was like, that's
silver
gold,
is what,
right?
A-G?
I believe so, and then gold is A-U.
Because Argentina is actually named after silver.
Really?
Argent, yeah, which would be silver.
Okay.
Mm. Look at that. It's a nice little silver lady.
Yeah.
She's like Argentinian.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina.
Break that out next time.
Name is Argentina.
All right, James, your question. How many feet are in 1 mile?
Ooh.
5,280.
Bam.
Damn.
The other question is, how many arms are in Def Leppard?
Jesus.
Come on. How many band members are there?
Five band members.
Yeah. So nine.
Yes.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Way to noodle it out, Ted.
I was like, I know this one.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm picking up my son from work. So,
yeah, okay. Sober.
All right, Brock.
Hey, Miles, real quick. So, your home course, you ever run into Mike Sulk down there when you're playing?
What's that now?
I sent you that email yesterday about your home course. Do you ever run into Mike Sulk? I know he plays down there all the time.
You know what? I don't, man. I've never seen him down there. I know he is there, though.
Yeah. Well, if you ever change your mind and want to come up north, you're always welcome.
Well, I appreciate that, man. All right, let's see here. You're going to put your tongue somewhere for 10 seconds. I just never go north, always go south.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Honey bucket seat, bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or a gas station bathroom floor?
So I'm going to go with one that I've actually done before, a stranger's ear, because, like, you know, hooking up with a girl or something, I've stuck my... So, yeah, I'd go
straight. All right, okay. I think I stuck my tongue, man.
Well, hopefully you got past the stranger part before you got there.
That point. What's your name again? I want to know whose name to scream out. All right, Brock, here's your question. Tom Hanks won his first Oscar for his role in what movie?
Shoot. All I can think of is when he was with the baby thing, so it couldn't have been that.
With the baby? What movie is that?
Tom Hanks. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Philadelphia.
Jeez. Okay.
Were you thinking of Tom Selleck? And how three did you men get there? The bear, Rock?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Killed it, Ted. Well done.
Well, yeah. It's a good film.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. What?
No wonder you guys win a Pictionary.
Yeah, no kidding.
Makes sense to me. Now.
All right. Hang on. Before we let you go, let's give you a true or false question here. True or false? McDonald's has the most restaurants by location in the United States.
I'm going to go true.
That's believe it or not, Subway overtook McDonald's.
More of Big Dummy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Gamers, Big Jeffy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Only because you demanded it, Miles. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Jeffy!
And happiness.
Hola!
Appropriate to go back in time to 1974 Aquarius Tavern, using my brother's Merchant Marine card to get in. Dime, schooners, dollar pitchers, no cover up until 9 o'clock at night, listening to Heart, and we're booing them until they came out with Dreamboat Annie. What a lead-in, baby. What a lead-in.
Well, we planned it just for you. Yeah. We want a Barracuda to be your entrance music, Eastwood.
Welcome. Man, that just took me right
back. They got together for you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The Fisher brothers, the Wilson sisters.
Give the other guy.
Yeah. All right, Weiswood, place your tongue for 10 seconds somewhere. A honey bucket seat. I don't need to know. A bowling ball hole. Stranger's ear, gas station, bathroom floor. Where is it?
Peace Valley Farms. They get here at $60 an ounce from Bay Store. So anyway, and I would do the bowling ball. Bowling ball.
There you go.
Okay.
You and Mike, great minds think alike, ma'am.
Yeah.
How are you, Weiswood?
That's a compliment, bro. That's the first. You just feel like a dog is being kicked. You said everybody knows when the dog's being tripped over being kicked. So you're like, I'm being kicked most of the time.
Yeah. I hear you, man. You know what, Weiswood? Me, you, and Thrill should go out drinking and then go harass Miles.
You always defend me, Ted. I love you, man.
All right.
All right, Weiswood, here's your question. In what state is Yale University located?
I don't know. I guess New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is brown. In this case, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh.
I never know.
I didn't know that.
What do they call them schools?
Ivy League.
Ivy League.
Yeah, it's up there in New Haven.
It's one of the fanciest sounding states.
New Haven.
Connecticut.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm. Them in New Hampshire.
You know, I always make fun of New Hampshire. There's nothing to talk about. So last weekend, I'm at a seafair party, and there's a woman there who has spent time in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And she points out, hey, I hear that you always bash on New Hampshire. I said, it's not even worth bashing. There's nothing to talk about.
We used to have a listener there.
I asked her. I said, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me one interesting thing about New Hampshire. And she looked me in the eye, and I'm not making this up. She was like, I said, that's my point. Like, you live there. There's nothing worth sharing with it.
Mount Washington. That's
it's the highest mountain on the East Coast.
And it has the highest wind gust, I think, ever recorded, like, on the Earth.
Really?
Yep. Boom. Something interesting about New Hampshire. Mike, all right.
Call it the Boy Scout Killer.
Oh, damn.
It's Miles.
It happens all the time.
Do they actually call it the Boy Scout Killer?
I mean, within Boy Scouts, yeah.
The weather up there is so violent. There's a road. There originally was a railroad, but like when you drive up there, like out of nowhere, you can be covered in snow.
No way.
It's dangerous.
There you go, New Hampshire. Unexpectedly dangerous.
And there's a ranger station on the top, so if you can make it, you'll be okay for the night. But if not,
you'll die.
You're frozen standing up like that one troop.
I'd be pissed if I died in New Hampshire. All right. Your question. The band UB40's first number one hit was Red, Red Wine. And that was a cover of whose song? Who originally sang Red, Red Wine?
This is in your wheelhouse, Weiswood.
It really is.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but probably even before. I don't know. Patty Page. I don't know.
Wow.
Jesus.
Neil Diamond.
Neil goddamn Diamond.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Most people didn't. Yeah, that was a Neil Diamond song.
That's what I figured based on your age.
Red, red wine.
What if we even have that in the system somewhere?
But
no one does know.
The Neil Diamond version?
Yeah.
See if you can find it.
I'm Skinners and the Outlaws and stuff like that, you know, so.
We have it in the system.
Do we? Fire the Harry Eastwood. Hang on. Hold on. Fire this bad boy.
I gotta bring this guy over here.
Red wine.
What else do we have? Cherry?
Hang on. Well, I just literally looked up Red, Red Wine. Hang on one second. Gotta bring it up.
We have the Neil Diamond version. What in the hell?
Do we have Girl, You'll Be a Woman soon?
Probably.
Red, red wine.
Yeah.
Go to my head.
Okay.
Take a Neil.
Make me forget that I
have a hairy chest.
I like his version better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a good slow dance song.
Oh, yeah. He even says, why?
Sung with intention.
Oh, yeah. Neil Diamond was a drunk. All right. Here's your question. Captain Henry Morgan used what island as his base for his buccaneer operations?
Tortuga.
I'm going to guess Cuba.
Skull.
Norman, Jamaica.
Jamaica.
That's why they love rum.
Bring the white women. All right.
Novel.
I think that's their slogan. That Jamaica, bring the white women.
Their official slogan?
Yeah. The official slogan of Jamaica.
I think it's where the white women ask.
Bring the white women.
We'll be waiting.
We got jerk chicken, hey?
Yeah. All right. Your question, 100 degrees Celsius equals what temperature Fahrenheit?
100 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm. You're good, Ted.
It's just so much lower.
So weak comparatively.
I don't know. 80?
Is it like 400?
69.
Like 212.
Oh.
212.
Oh.
Because in Celsius,
oh, that's right.
water boils at 100, water freezes at zero.
Water boiling, okay.
But then why do the English freak out? Like, yeah, oh, mate, it's 50.
I should have that.
Because they're on fire.
Because that'd be 106 degrees.
Exactly.
All right.
Here's one question number five.
Question number five for you. Equinophobia is the fear of what?
Mm. Horses?
Sure.
That's right.
Boom.
Right.
Got it.
Nice job. Wait, did you say Calvin or Celsius?
Celsius.
Celsius.
It's 37.
What's 37?
100 degrees Celsius?
No. So what's 50 degrees Celsius? 100 is the equivalent of 212 Fahrenheit, because that's water boiling. Zero is the equivalent of 32 degrees Fahrenheit, because that's water freezing. So if it's 50 degrees Celsius and they're bitching about it, it's like over 100 degrees then. Hang on,
it's like 100, I'll give you. I thought the question was, what's 100 degrees in Celsius?
No, what to 100 Fahrenheit. Degrees Celsius equals Fahrenheit. What in Fahrenheit?
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
That's why I was giggling. It's almost like, oh, they're like whiny little punks.
Oh, look, it's 37.
James Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Blimey, it's 37 degrees out there.
All right. Turns out they're this hot, Ted.
Boomy.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to place your tongue somewhere for 10 seconds. Are you taking the honey bucket seat, the bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or a gas station bathroom floor?
I'd say the bowling ball hole.
Mm. Yeah. I don't understand that, man.
It's my last option.
It's just finger after finger after finger after finger after finger after finger in there.
Yeah, baby.
And you can't even see what's in there. It's like a guaranteed surprise.
Act like you haven't put in your tongue someplace where fingers have been.
Yeah, but it's been my fingers. All right. Your question. What toy company is responsible for the Transformers?
Is that Mattel?
It is not. It is Hasbro.
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 I Hasbro.
I Hasbro too, man. Speaking of Transformers, what is the home planet of the Transformers?
Cybertron.
How did you know that?
He knows Cybertron, but Jesus, not Hasbro.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
John.
Hello, John.
Oh, hello.
Hola.
Hey.
How you doing, John?
John, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober. Not sober.
Not team sober?
Not.
All right.
Not sober.
Okay. Gotcha, John. Men's room poll, place your tongue for 10 seconds somewhere.
He was driving.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, man. No, not here, bro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. John, pull over.
How about that? Right.
Sober up, man.
Go take a break.
What the F are you doing? Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober, and I am not driving.
That's what I'm looking for. All right, Adam, our men's room poll. You're going to place your tongue somewhere for 10 seconds. Honey bucket seat, bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or gas station bathroom floor?
I'm going for the ear, baby.
Yeah.
In the ear.
Yeah.
All right nice. Mike, can you roll your tongue or curl your tongue? Because you got to stick it in the bowling ball hole like that.
I will.
Full coverage.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep the taste buds off it.
Yeah, you know, that's a good call. Just put the gunk underneath. All right. Here is your question. What South African antelope lends its name to a brand of athletic shoe?
Only one I know is Impala.
Puma. No, it's not Puma. It's
antelope.
Shoot. It's
Come on.
Fila.
Nope. Reebok.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah.
There's the Reebok. Yep. The antelope is spelled R-H-E-B-O-K. Reebok is R-E-E. But, yeah, they lent their name. Well, they didn't lend it. Like, us Reeboks have agreed to the conditions of your tennis shoe.
Reebok's out there trying to make a push.
you know, it's kind of weird. All right, today I'm on the light rail, and a couple of dudes get on at the University District. Look down at the shoes. We got the Nikes rocking. We got the New Balance rocking. And there's one guy wearing a pair of just these white Reeboks, but I definitely noticed, like, you're wearing Reeboks, man?
Yeah.
I have not seen them in a hot
pair. I got a pair of white Reeboks at home.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
They were a matte. I mean, they to me, they were always number two.
They were huge for a while.
They kind of dipped for a while, but yeah, they're coming back. And then, I mean, look, they can re-release the pump. The shoe you pop, kind of like the Jordan, and people buy it.
I guarantee they would. But yeah, brother was rocking Reeboks. I'm like, okay.
You mean the white ones, the high tops with the Velcro strap?
That's what I got. That's exactly what I got. That's exactly what I held.
Dude, when I was in high school, too, Allen Iverson, man, he had the questions and the answers.
Answers, yeah.
They were dope.
Actually, the first pair of high tops I got were Reeboks.
Nice.
Yeah, they were pretty dope, man. Middle school, man, what are those? I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You like it.
Then Jordan came out and they meant nothing. All right. Your question, momentum is mass multiplied by what? Momentum. Mass multiplied by what?
Force.
Speed.
Yeah, speed mass? Or velocity.
Oh, okay.
Velocity.
All right, Adam. What 1993 Disney movie starred Sarah Jessica Parker as a witch?
Yeah. Had a
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Ooh.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. I was rather young when I saw that for the first time.
What, Bette Midler?
Bette Midler.
And who was the other one?
The gal that voices Peggy Hill on King of the
Hill. Oh, was that her?
That was her.
Okay. I've only seen the movie once, and that was maybe 10 years ago with the kids.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was fine.
I was pretty young when I caught that movie for the first time, and Sarah Jessica Parker made me feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. He's been attracted to horses ever since.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, baby. I'm from Unum Club.
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
Because
It's drunk.
He's not an arch kind.
That's the bishop.
Got it.
Oh.
I was going to give you the hint and say you punch this in the bathroom.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Big Dummy.
Hello.
The promo.
Hello, Solomon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola. Solomon, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, exhausted, and brain dead.
Whoa.
Sober, exhausted, and brain dead.
All right.
Put that on a dating
luck,
website.
Solomon. All right, you're going to place your tongue somewhere for 10 seconds. You're taking the honey bucket seat, bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or a gas station bathroom floor.
Gas station floor.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I like you, Solomon.
He's brain dead.
That's right. He is brain dead. He just proved it right there. Yes.
If brain farts had an odor, my car would be uninhabitable.
Okay. All right, Solomon, here is your question. What two-word Latin phrase means the reverse order?
I don't know. Two-word Latin phrase means the reverse order. Undo?
Vice versa?
Vice versa.
Vice versa, oh, yeah.
Or for other people, verse visa.
Yeah, yeah. I might get a couple wrong today.
Well, you're brain dead. So if you get one right, that's already, you're doing great for brain dead people.
Yeah.
All right, your question. The title character of what 2000 film is a Norwich Terrier named Winky? As a hint, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hare are both in this movie. Miles loves this movie. It's very funny.
Oh, yep. Interesting pairing.
No idea.
What's that?
No idea. I never saw the movie.
Yeah, make a guess.
Best in show.
Best in show.
I
would not have known Winky.
Yeah.
Those two have got to be friends.
I believe that they are. Actually, I want to say when they did Schitt's Creek, Eugene Levy. Is it Levy or Levy?
I believe it's Levy.
Levy. All right, Levy.
Eugene Levy.
I want to say he specifically reached out to Catherine O'Hare saying, nice. Look, this is the general idea, but you need to play my wife. I don't want to do it with anyone else.
And I'm bringing my boy with me.
I'm bringing the boy. I want to say he wrote like half the episodes.
I think he did, yeah.
And now he does what? House.com?
Apartments.com.
No.
Yes?
It's not apartments. It's either house or homes.com because he's with Heidi Gardner from SNL.
Right? No, Eugene is dad. Isn't Gene the kid?
Is that his name?
No. It's Dan.
Dan Levy.
Is it Dan Levy?
Yeah.
It's right. Dan. My bad.
All right. Your question. Which comic book company was founded as Timely Publications?
Time Magazine?
But comic book.
Comic book.
Comic book. As timely publications?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Holmes.com.
Hey, Holmes.
Hello?
All right, take a guess. Come on, man. There's only a couple of comic book companies out there. Major ones.
Okay. Comic book companies? Yeah. I've got comics in my garage, too, so I know I'm drawing a blank on this.
One's a pretty big Marvel movie franchise right now, owned by Disney.
Marvel.
Okay.
Oh, there you go, man. I was like, look, I know there's more than just two, but you got about a 50-50 right. shot on that one.
Not living up to your
it's
name,
It's either
Solomon.
The chicken or the fish.
Right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
You know, that's actually what Morpheus asked Neo in the original you script.
The chicken or the fish.
For, yeah.
The chicken or the fish.
If you want to know what the Matrix really is, you will get the fish. If you want to go back to your regular life, you will get the chicken.
It's a vegetarian or meat eating.
Right, they'll get changed into a pill. It resonates more.
Yeah. Well, that's the big joke with all my festival friends. Like, I don't know, man. I'm taking both.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Figure it out.
Smoking.
See, what would happen if you took both? I pop both pills, right? You put this deal, say, take one or the other. No, dog, I'm taking both.
Right.
Yeah.
How long till it kicks in,
it's
man?
A wash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, should we take more? I haven't felt it. It's been 30 minutes.
Right, easy,
it's
man.
It's an edible.
Ah, give it time.
Hello, Frank. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, caballeros.
Hola.
Frankie on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Team Sober.
Okay. Frank, our men's room poll. You're going to put your tongue somewhere for 10 seconds. Are you taking the honey bucket seat, the bowling ball hole, stranger's ear, or the gas station bathroom floor?
Stranger's ear.
Stranger's ear. Doing well today.
Wasn't that the working name for Stranger Things?
Mm-hmm.
Stranger's ear. The tongue edition.
Frank, how many women have put their tongue in your ear?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
All right. How many dogs have put their tongue in your ear?
In the wife with the car.
Oh, I see. I see.
So you say just my wife.
Attaboy, playboy.
Send us an email later. All right. Here's your question. The name of what household product stands for water displacement formulation successful on 40th attempt?
WD-40.
Okay. Nice job. One and done.
Hold on, before we let you go, let's give you a true or false question. All right. True or false? Punxsutawney Phil's full name is Punxsutawney Phil, seer of seers, sage of sages, prognosticator of prognosticators, and weather prophet extraordinaire.
True.
Who did that?
I don't know.
He murdered himself.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.